page 123. Quote, "Laborious it was in the extreme, and the sawdust poured down on his sweating face and bare arms, and down his back. But at least he was spared the trouble of thinking much. To be sure, he might not go quite off to sleep, although his view went no farther than the end of the sawpit, and his body and arms were working laboriously up and down for hours. But there were short breaks. Now his mate would call down to him to oil the saw. For this purpose, he had a rag tied to a stick, kept in a tin of linseed oil, in a crevice of the sawpit. But the top sawyer had no such easy time. He, master of the saw, not only had to keep pace, and more toilsomely, I was assured, with the other's rhythmical lift and pull. It fell also to the top sawyer to keep constant watch on the work, with a special eye on the saw's action. The least deviation from the straight line might spoil the timber, besides bringing the work to a standstill.